Hello, and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical industry. Today, we're talking about CRT, and specifically, we're talking about the effort to protect accessories for manual CRT chairs from competitive bidding-derived pricing. And this is a bit of a story, and there's a current effort underway that needs the support of providers and CRT and mobility stakeholders. And here to talk about that is Don Klaback. Don is the executive director of the National Coalition for Assistive and Rehab Technology. Don, how you doing?
Good, David.
All
Thanks
right.
for having me.
Oh, I'm very happy to have you. Don and NCART have been at the lead of this fight. And Don, before we talk about the backstory, let's talk about the primary need for providers and CRT specialists help right now. What are you asking them to help you do?
Great, David. Thanks. Yes, the action at hand is we have a letter that's being circulated through the House of Representatives. It's a bipartisan letter that's being led by Congressman John Larson of Connecticut and Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York. And basically the letter is being sent to the CMS administrator asking her to make a permanent policy change for complex rehab technology, manual wheelchair accessories. And what we're doing is, as that letter is being circulated, we're looking for other members of the House of Representatives to sign on to that letter so that when it is sent, likely the first week in September, it will have a large number of congressional signatures, which will send a strong message to CMS.
So we've got this letter now, and hopefully this will send a strong signal to CMS and get them to, stop using the competitive bidding derived pricing. But getting to this point has been a bit of a story because we shouldn't be even having to do this. Is that a correct way to describe it, Don? That what we're seeing here is the result of CMS taking a really loose interpretation of public policy. Is that a fair way for me to characterize it?
Yes, it is, David. And it's interesting because we don't want to go through all the history, but this really started back in 2015 when CMS decided that they were going to use competitive bidding related pricing and apply that to complex wheelchair accessories. And we worked for several years with the industry and consumer organizations and others to point out to CMS that that really was not an appropriate interpretation of the policy. And the good news is in 2017, CMS did make a policy change to stop applying that competitive bidding pricing to complex power wheelchair accessories. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, they did not extend that to apply to complex manual wheelchair accessories. So the good news is Congress passed legislation at the end of last year, which specified that complex manual wheelchair bases and accessories should not be included in competitive bidding. And the second point was CMS should suspend using competitive bidding pricing for these complex manual wheelchair accessories. And that suspension goes through the end of June next year, so through June 2021. But unless CMS makes a permanent policy change, those prices are going to go back to the inappropriately low prices as of July 1st of next year. And that's what the letter is all about.
Got it. You know, the thing that I'm trying to figure out is this can't be a huge amount of money that CMS is talking about. I mean, this is, what kind of blows me away is that it seems like they're kind of making an end run around public policy, and that's editorializing a bit, I realize. But to save what? This can't be a gigantic cost to the Medicare program.
No, it isn't, and that's a very good point and also an accurate point that unfortunately the industry and consumer groups and clinician groups have had to spend, the last 5+ years working to resolve this, and the dollars are not significant, in addition to the fact that, as you said, it goes against the congressional intent around not using competitive bid pricing four complex rehab technology items. So that's been one of the frustrations. The good news is I think we're very close to the finish line to put this complete issue behind us. And hopefully with this letter, we'll be able to get CMS to make the right policy decision before the end of the year.
And, you know, I'm wondering, is there a problem with the word accessories? I worry that a lawmaker or people that don't come from this world might see the word accessories and think cup holder, when what we're really talking about is, say, like seating and positioning options and things that are really related to the patient's therapy.
Very good point. And that has been one of the key educational messages that we've been sharing with Congress and their staff throughout this whole issue. Mm-hmm. The term accessories is actually the official policy term that Medicare uses. So we've been required to use that in the legislation and in other areas. But in our conversations with people, we make the point that the term accessories is very misleading because, as you mentioned, if you or I think of accessories, we think of cup holders or floor mats or other kind of nice-to-have items, when in reality, when you come to complex rehab technology wheelchairs, the accessories are what really makes the wheelchair. Because what you have is the base of the wheelchair, which is the frame and the motors and the tires, but the accessories that go with that, which include seat cushions, back cushions, headrests, specialty controls to operate a power wheelchair, specialized hand rims that are required for manual wheelchairs. Mm. There's just a broad assortment of these items that are really critical components. And I do think we were able to educate policymakers on that issue, but it is an important point that if someone's just looking at a paper and not diving into it, they could assume that this might not be as significant an issue as it really is.
All right, so Don, if somebody wants to be an effective advocate for this issue and get their representative to sign on the dotted line, if they haven't already, what do they need to do? Can you give some kind of step-by-step advice?
Yes, very easy. What we've done is we've set up a dedicated website. It's protectmymobility.org, so www.protectmymobility.org. And if folks go to that site, they'll see a one-page background paper. They'll see a one-page outline of the letter that's going to be sent to CMS, and they'll be able to use links to send a quick email to their member of Congress asking him or her to sign on to the letter. So literally, it takes 3 or 4 minutes to go to that website, plug in your address and your zip code. It will call up your member. You'll see the suggested letter that you can either tailor or send as is, and then you hit send. So the other important thing to remember is right now, Congress is in recess through the end of August. So once you send that initial email, we'd ask people to put a little reminder on your calendar that if you don't hear something back within the next week or so, just send a friendly reminder, you know, asking them if they could let you know where they are with that letter, or send another email. Again, you could use the same site for your follow-up, but just when you go to do the follow-up, you could just tailor the letter to say, hey, I sent a request last week. I'm just following it up to see if the member is going to be able to sign on. So it's fairly straightforward. Our message is fairly simple. So we're hoping between now and the end of August, people will take the time to do that. And based on multiple emails, members will know this is an important issue and they will add their name as a signature to the letter.
Got it. And just to underscore something, you know, if you're doing outreach, you don't have to be a CRT specialist. You don't have to have ATP or whatever after your last name. You could be a respiratory provider. The point is that what we're trying to do is protect a benefit for a very vulnerable group of patients.
Yes, that's a great summary, David. With the main points on this issue are that one. Right now, there's an inequity in that the CMS policy is not the same for someone who uses a complex manual wheelchair versus someone who uses a complex power wheelchair. So there certainly should be equity. Point two is Congress actually passed a temporary suspension back in December, which lets CMS know what Congress's feelings are on this issue. And then the third point is CMS fixed this issue back in 2017 for people who use complex power wheelchairs. So all we're doing is asking them to add to that. So anyone who uses a complex power chair, whether it's a power chair or a manual chair, has the same level of access.
Okay. All right. Well, there you have it. Don, thank you very much for taking the time to stop by and explain this issue and explain how everybody can help.
Thank you, David. And thanks for helping spread the word.
Oh, yeah. Thanks again to Don and NCART for telling us about this important issue and providing some step-by-step instructions on how you can get involved. Again, 3 minutes, that's not a lot of time. Heck, let's bump it up a couple minutes and say five. I think that we all can take 5 minutes and reach out to our lawmakers to get them to sign this letter to CMS. Okay. Don't forget to rate and review the HME Business Podcast. And please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. If you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. Again, that's hme-business.com. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter, again, at Post Acute News, or you can hit me up by email, and that's D as in David, K-O, P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, D-K-O-P-F, at 1105media.com. Okay, thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering compelling topics like this one. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.